quicker you paid. On a somewhat somber note, many of you have seen some of the text messages that have come across today. I know we've talked about with several people. I say there are three dead in North Carolina, but according to firehouse.com, we went and printed it off just a few minutes ago. Two North Carolina firefighters were killed in a lumberyard blaze today. One of them was 40 years old, Victor Eisler, and the other was 19-year-old Justin Moreau. They were on the first in hose line to the fire. There were several others injured during rescue attempts, and at least two of those were treated for first and second degree burns, and they were being transported to the Charlotte Hospital. So keep the North Carolina firefighters and the Salisbury Fire Department in your thoughts and prayers. And when you go home, think about what we do every day. We have a Safe Fire Service Initiative. We are trying to reduce the number of deaths that occur in our state to make sure that we don't have these kind of tragedies affect us. We know we do. We've had six in the last year and a half. The training division, or the firefighter training system, was started about 3 years ago. Governor Daniels, after listening to many firefighters on the campaign, heard the message that you needed a consistent firefighter training delivered on a statewide basis. Director Joe Wainscott has been the director of training for about 2 years. He is soon to become the director of Homeland Security. He sends his regards to you. He's home battling the snow while we're just battling the rain. The training division that I run is very small. I have Brenda Kendrick, who's here this weekend. She'll be in class with you guys. She's our code services people. Steve is our fire training manager. We have Barb Goble. And I also manage the certification program. If you want to ask questions about certification this weekend, please see me. If you want to ask how come we're slow, I tell you right up front, we're slow. We're trying to improve it. But we need your help. We audited the tests that were sent back to us 1 week, about a month ago. 41.7% of the 89 test packets were returned with errors. In one case, they returned the test books, the applications, but not the test sheets. What are we supposed to score? When I called the proctor up, he goes, "Well, yeah, they're on my desk. Send them back. We'll be glad to grade it." But we need your help. For those of you who are instructors in here, pay attention. Read the instructions. Follow the rules. For those of you that do practical skills, I called 28 of the instructors for those 41.7% errors. I called 28 instructors. 16 of them said, "Skill sheets? I don't think I've seen those." So how did you sign off on the practical skills? "Well, I didn't sign off on it." "Well, yeah, you did. You signed off as a lead evaluator." "Well, can you send those to me? What's the skill sheets for?" They're to be used to measure the firefighter's ability to do the skill. Not Buckman's way or Walter's way, the practical skill sheets way. So we need your help on that. The training program is only 3 years old. Steve mentioned, and we want to reiterate, this program this weekend is funded by Governor Daniels and the State Firefighter Training System. It's your money, it's the fireworks money that we got legislation through a couple years ago to make sure that we had a funding source. Because with anything that we do in whatever level of government, it costs money. We still deliver training locally. That's the governor's message, that's our message. He has said that numerous times. We'd like to have a state fire academy, but we know we need to deliver training locally. Not in every fire department, but locally, in counties, in multiple counties, close to you. All 10 of our districts have funding. John Schaefer from District 7 is sitting here. He's one of our successful districts. He has had money for 2 years, about ready to get his money for his third year. All 10 districts now have money. They have $250,000 on the table to spend for training at your level. We've never had that before. Never ever has the state given us money at the local level to help us with training. So please get involved in your districts. I do want everybody, I would appreciate if everybody would give Steve a round of applause for all the work he did in getting you all out here. If you think this is easy, talk to him. You know, people register, they don't, they unregister, they cancel, they change names, etc., etc. It's been a lot, it takes a lot of work. So Steve has done a good job. My final comment is, before you run out of the building tonight, make sure you stop at the table right outside there, and we do have a gift for you. All right? So we have gifts for everybody, so please stop and see us. I'll be around all weekend, just like Jim. If you have questions, you've got things you want to talk about, we'll be glad to talk about them with you. Hold on a minute.